1620-94.5 WTAW. Twin City Mission receives about $1.5 million in federal pandemic grant money to administer a family support services program to the city of College Station. Focus of the grant awarded by the College Station City Council during their September 14th, 2023 meeting is on the homeless.
For this grant, they would ask, where did you sleep last night if you're homeless? And if the answer is College Station, then they qualify.
Rainey Whitwell of the city's community development office brought up the homeless who attend College Station ISD schools.
Currently, there's 91 homeless students in College Station ISD, with six of them being unsheltered. So that means they're living on the streets.
Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna confirmed with Rainey Whitwell about some of the available services to College Station residents.
So you could be homeless, but you could also be a person that lives in Pebble Creek experiencing domestic violence and still be able to access these services.
If you're trying to flee that situation and have no resources to do so, then yes, that would be a qualified population.
Twin City Mission will operate the program in donated space. Kuna's suggestion to use vacant space in College Station's new City Hall answered by City Manager Brian Woods.
So, I mean, we didn't talk to them about that or weren't approached about it, and we've talked to council before about potentially using that space. That's a council-directed decision.
The grant also supports those at risk of homelessness and those fleeing or attempting to flee domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, stalking, or human trafficking. The grant money has to be spent by September 30th of the year 2030. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.